I actually wanted to bring back someone we were talking to last week, so I feel like we didn't get enough time with them last week. And since we last spoke to him, there have been multiple new incidents with fans impacting games, including the one that we saw in Boston over the weekend. Cedric Maxwell with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Max.
Gentlemen.
Max. All right, Max, what was your reaction to this incident over the weekend at the Garden? I know how upset you were with last week and popcorn. This one.
It's almost like you called it.
Yeah. Are you gonna yell at us again?
This one is no, even worse.
No, I wouldn't yell at you this time. I mean, I think you guys, all of you learned a lesson. Yeah, I think that what happened, you know, we talked about last week, and yeah, it was unfortunate, and it just happened to be, I think Jason Tatum said it, a bunch of people said it, it was just one knucklehead that made it bad for everybody. You think about the Bruins play, Celtics play, probably there's 30,000 people, you know, combined in the arena, and one person, one idiot comes up and throws a water bottle and, you know, just disrupts everything. You know, I had some definite feelings about it. It's like Kyrie was, it vindicated Kyrie a little bit. And Kyrie talking about, you know, oh my God, it's racism. But, you know, when they were screaming and yelling at Kyrie saying he sucked and then F you Kyrie, that had nothing to do with race. That was just the fact that they just did not like the guy. And then for him to actually come in and smush on the face of the leprechaun, that was even worse because there was no need. He had already won the game. It was like, look at me, everybody. Look how cool I am. I'm going out here. No, everybody has to see me, and I'm going to step on the floor like I just had poop on my shoes. So it was just a crazy weekend.
Max, guys in your day, the Kevin Garnetts of the world, Big Baby and Perk have even spoken out against that. Is there anybody on this Celtics team that will respond to what Kyrie did to Lucky at midcourt?
Absolutely not. It sure won't happen. I mean, it's just, I think it's the new era. I think you look at it, Zola, you look at it just the same way you think about the way it was in football. When you played, it was a different era where guys took, you know, it was a court of justice which was laid out there. One guy might do something bad, but rest assured, there was a posse that was going to be lined up to get him on the next play down. So I think those things have definitely changed. I don't think these guys right now would, as I've said before, I don't think they would crack a good fart right now if you really think about it. So I don't think anybody's going to go out and punch Kyrie or do anything like that. I would love to see somebody get physical with him, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, Max, you've been sort of preaching that in this series. I know you when you were on last week with TNR and you had that tweet about the number of games that Tatum mm-hmm. and Brown have played, and neither one has had a dust-up with a player on an opposing team. Do you think we'll ever see that? Is that what the league is still? I mean, are you hoping for that? I think you're going to be left disappointed.
No, I'm not in certain cases. I think if you look at the majority of players in this league, right now you say Luka Doncic is down in Dallas is a great player, right? Didn't you have a dust-up where, you know, some guy did something to him and he hauled off and hit him in the balls? Yeah, those things happen. I think the players, Tatum and Brown, maybe they'll go grow into that. And I'm not suggesting that, you know, you go out and, you know, ring somebody's bell. But for me, with Tatum and Brown, it's about, especially Tatum, it's about standing up for yourself. And then if you stand up for yourself and you confront another guy, then what that does, it goes down the line to your teammates. If your best player, you think about it, Tom Brady, as great as he was always willing and just able, like, for the dust-ups. He loved that stuff. And then what it did, it resonated off to the other players. So I want Brown, I want Tatum to grow into that position.
That's a good point you bring, Brady. I mean, it even happened in a Super Bowl. He got into it with Honey Badger, you know, and the stuff had to go. You had to apologize for 2 months after it. But
But can we at least, we were talking earlier about Jaylen Brown. Can we at least hope that someone takes on Kyrie just in terms of calling him out?
Marcus.
Marcus. Just calling him out for what Kyrie has called racism. And Jaylen Brown obviously disagreed with that and saying, yeah, you know, there's racism everywhere in Boston and beyond the entire country.
Yeah.
But the incidents, and I think the water bottle incident, as you have said, wasn't racism. That was people hate Kyrie. And so he's tried to sort of hijack the series with that narrative, and he's winning because the fans gave him exactly what he wanted. I wish Jaylen Brown had gone further. I wish Jaylen Brown had said, Kyrie's wrong on this. But he tried to say it, and then he took it back by saying, I don't like when this is done for personal gain, not saying that that's what's going on here, when it's clear that that's what was going on.
You got right there to the door, Jaylen. You knocked on the door. You kicked it. Just walk in, buddy. Just go ahead and walk in with your
walk
comments.
In.
I think everybody would have understood it. And as a person of color, there are sometimes, you know, I think that, and, you know, almost in anything, you know, that card of racism can be played on both sides, white, black, whatever it is. This particular time with Kyrie, there was no rhyme or reason for that to be said. It was more or less a cop-out that he knew he was going to get booed. He knew he was going to feel criticism here. But it had nothing to do with Kyrie. Kyrie could have been damn purple, green, yellow, whatever. People would have still yelled white, and people would have still booed Kyrie.
In addition to that, do you think that the perception of Boston being racist will be continued or enhanced by this incident with throwing the bottle?
You know, here's the stupid thing about it. How is it that Boston has cornered the market on racism? Let's look at the incident that happened down in Philadelphia. The popcorn was thrown on Westbrook down there. A year before that, I think at that time it was Isaiah Thomas went into the stands and confronted the guy about, you know, look, I'm a man. You don't talk to me that way. Dominique Wilkins, great player out of Atlanta, a legend in Atlanta with the Hawks, went to a restaurant in Atlanta and claimed that he couldn't get into a restaurant because he was black. So let's get away from the narrative that Boston has cornered the market. Now, is there racism in Boston? Yes. But I don't think no more than the rest of the country.
Anything ever get yelled at Kurt Rambis? Like he's like, hey, you're the ugliest white dude I ever seen, man.
You know what? I'll put it like this. You think about it. When Gordon Hayward went back to Utah to play and they booed him, was that racism? Or did they just didn't like him? So I think that, you know, sometimes people play certain cards that don't need to be played. I understand. I've been in this city now, played 8 years, was here, been broadcasting 25 years. I've never heard anything like that on the court in Boston at the Garden when the Celtics play. Now, I can't say what the Bruins play, but when the Celtics played, I've never heard anything like that.
So you believe, Dan, like Danny's, you know, on record, he was on with TNR, and he said, hey, in my 26 years, I've never heard that. And people are quick to dismiss that and say Danny's out of touch.
Yeah, people blasted Danny for that. And they should have asked somebody like me. You know, in my years here, in 34 years here, I've never heard anything like that on the court. Now, again, you know, people saying Danny or nobody else is blind to the fact that there's racism all over the place. Let's not get it confused. This isn't like, you know, this isn't Captain Kangarooville here. That's not the case. But I'll say this. Boston has not cornered the market on racism. Let's make sure we get that straight.
All right, Max. Thank you for the time.
We appreciate it, Max.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Max.
And I will not yell at you guys again. I'm sorry. My bad.
Hey, we just quickly dismissed that popcorn, and maybe we should take it a little more serious.
You're welcome to yell at us anytime you like.
Have a sandwich tonight. See you, bud.
All right. Take it easy.
Bye, Max. Cedric Maxwell, Celtics broadcaster, will be on the call tonight right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We've got headlines with Hardy. We'll get in the rest of your calls and today's takeaways on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.